Turk made a trip out to find some mud. In that area, there was lots of mud, but she was looking for a certain kind of mud. She chattered away at Angus as they tramped about. She was carrying a 200-pound scope under her arm, like it was a handbag. Johnny saw them walking around to the edge of a swamp. Angus, dwarfed by the 800-pound female, two sentries following, mostly in case of wild beasts. Johnny went over to them. She was looking for mud. She would stick in a paddle and put a dab on the scope plate and shake her head and walk on. She didn't seem to be getting anywhere. Johnny noticed something odd in animal behavior. When he went out, the game ignored him. But Chirk? You couldn't see game as far as you could look. Not an elephant, not a lion, no deer, nothing. He reasoned it must be the smell of a cyclo. Where once animals fled at the smell of a man, over the centuries they had transferred their survival instincts. They wouldn't let a cyclo within miles of them. Still, this area hadn't been hunted out, and neither had any other area.
Oh, cyclo men don't mass hunt,
said Chirk, busy with her paddle and scope.
The silly things find just one animal and follow it, and then they sit around in a circle and take 3 days to kill it little by little. So they don't often get 3 days off. Not in this company. Silly things, males.
Johnny did not enlighten her as to what made them silly. After a while, she found her mud. She filled a mine bucket with it and easily carried the 200-pound scope and the 400 pounds of mud back to the compound. She put the mud in glass bottles and added some green liquid goo food and then rinsed the mud out. She handed the bottles to McKendrick, who gazed at them in mystery.
Put that in the wounds, you foolish creature. How can you expect them to heal up if you don't use a counter virus? Any child knows that.
Oh. McKendrick got it. His treatments were all aimed at bacterial control on beings who were basically virus-structured. Within the next 3 days, all his cyclo patients began to get well. Their festering wounds closed, and it appeared they were going to have 3 completely cured ones soon. Chirk got to work on the library. It shocked her that the volumes were so strewn about, and for 2 days she did nothing but collect cyclo books into huge piles. The other females helped, and also began to clean up large areas of old cyclo birthings. Johnny was working one day in the old cyclo operations room when Chirk suddenly presented herself.
Your library is in disgraceful condition. According to company regulations, certain book lists must be in every mine site, and you can see by this form that the manager here has been negligent and should be given a black mark on his record. But I am working for you now. So I must call to your attention Form 2,345,980-A. If you place this order with Cyclo, they will send them out on the next shipment. It is a very serious matter, an incomplete library.
Chirk might not be in present time about the company, but she certainly had filled out the form. Johnny hadn't even known the form existed. And he found himself staring at one item, checked as missing, War Vessel Recognition Tables of Hostile Races. And another, Individual Troop Combat Capabilities Catalogued by Alien Races. Chirk went back to work putting books in order on shelves, but within minutes, Johnny had 30 people, including 2 pilots, ransacking the place. The visitors upstairs could be identified, and possibly some means of defense might exist.